Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab is going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for the bathroom break, and I am here. I'm Jay Schwedelson, and I am with the legend, Daniel Murray. So, Daniel, before we get started, everybody, Daniel's got a big night ahead of him. He's going to be in a tennis tournament. Are we nervous? Are we going to win? What's the vibe?
The nerves are high. Nerves are really high right now. I'm like sweating on this podcast. So, everybody wish me luck, but this is my first tournament, first doubles. My partner dropped out, the one that I had before, so I have a new partner. So wish me luck. And everybody who's not on this, Jay is wearing a Stay Rad hoodie. So he's really repping his generation today.
Well, this episode is going to be rad, tubular, gnarly. We're going to hang 10. It's going to be everything and more. So we're talking today about how to come up with content. Sometimes we run into writer's block or content block. So I've said it all. I have nothing to say. But we're going to give you some secret hack ways to come up with content when you got nothing to say. So Daniel, you put out a tremendous amount of content. How do you come up with ideas for content?
The best ideas that I come up with are picking off of people's posts on social and leaving my own comment. The reason I do this is because it's a great way to test ideas and see if it's getting engagement or not. And it's very low risk. It's very low barrier to entry. So what I look at is, let's see who has good ideas on the internet, and let's see if I can add on their ideas and see, oh, if I add on those ideas, do they get engagement? Do it not get engagement? And if they do get engagement or it sparks an idea for a post, I will take that comment and put it in an idea doc so I have an idea for my next post.
So let me just say that back to what you do. So you go on posts that you find interesting, then you go and you leave a comment and you're kind of being kind of like a little out there or trying to say something like interesting. And then if that comment that you put on that post, you see that get lots of likes and lots of other comments or whatever, then you'll double down on that and turn it into a new content piece for your own posting.
There's no such thing as an original idea out there. Like, original idea is just taking two obsolete things and putting them together. That's what original ideas are. Nobody's really saying that crazy of interesting things on the internet. They're just saying it either in a different way or in their opinion, but it's taking two obsolete ideas. So I like to piggy off of what other people are saying if I'm running out of ideas and coming up with my spin on what they are saying.
I think it's really useful to be able to look at what is emerging, what is the news in the marketing world, and then having your take on that and your view on that. And there's a couple of sites and there's a couple of pages that I find a lot of good information on. So one of the sites I think is incredible is socialmediatoday.com. They're constantly putting out the latest information about all the social platforms. So it's a great way to find content. One of my favorite pages to follow on LinkedIn is Pretty Little Marketer. Pretty Little Marketer every week comes out with like the news stories you probably missed this week. And it's about all across marketing with really cool brands. So finding these sources that are putting out what is happening and then you doing your spin on that, it is an endless supply of content ideas.
You should go outside of your industry, your profession, and go to, what I do is follow the top meme accounts, top news accounts on Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, see what they're posting, because they're usually way ahead of the news cycle or on the newest meme or on the newest type of format or on the newest type of thing. And B2B is very slow at taking that. So if you could take something from those pages, those industries, and move the, because a new piece of content doesn't even have to be written differently. It could be how you do that new piece of content. So it could be the format you do. You could take one piece of content, make it a meme, an infographic, a video, a short form video, whatever you want. So seeing what's happening in different industries on sites that are ahead of time. Reddit and Twitter are 2 weeks before anything on the internet. So when you see it on Reddit or Twitter, it's lagging effect to Instagram, then it lags to LinkedIn. So if you can get ahead of it, you'll be ahead of the news cycle and relevant way quicker than your whoever else is creating content.
My favorite Reddit is there's Reddit / pop culture. It is awesome because, like you said, it is like real time crap. So that's where I get all my reality TV juices flowing, which is great. And then the other content thing that I love to do is sharing failures. Tell people, I tried this, it did not work, but now I'm trying this. Everybody takes such comfort in knowing that they're not alone in screwing up, and you sharing what you're testing and trying. And of course, if you get a couple winners, that's good too. But this real-time sharing of whatever it is you're trying to do is great content.
And one more thing I'll add is, if you go look on the internet at the best content creators out there, they are not really saying many different things. They're just saying the same thing in a different way or a different style, a different format, like sharing a failure, but sharing it still with the same premise of what they come in. Like Jay could go say, I did this email campaign, it failed, here are my learnings, but it's still going back to what he believes in email. So if you can take just one or two or three principles of ideas and say it differently and say it different ways, you will have millions of pieces of content that way. Instead of trying to think of new, unique ideas all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally Gary Vee's formula, right? He says like five things, but he just says them 100 different ways and his content blows up. All right, before we wrap up here, what is your tennis advice to humanity? I feel like you have some go-to moves. Do you use like backspin on your second serve? Are you a guy that goes right to the net fast? What are the Daniel Murray secret to tennis success?
I don't know if it will work for everybody, the Daniel Murray secret to success, but I play with power and play big. I use my like height and size to my advantage. So I will try serve big, attack the net. I'll try hit hard from the baseline.
Do you intimidate people though before? Like, do you go up and like try to like, you know, you're really tall, like walk up to them and be like, yo, bro, I'm going to mess you up?
No, blank stare, no emotions. I just, no emotions. Even when I played college football, like I would destroy someone, no emotion. Didn't show any silent emotion, killer. Wouldn't show emotion. Yeah, I think sometimes it's that scarier to not be able, I think, the worst thing you could do in anything is let someone into how you're feeling in sport. So letting someone know you're tired, you're angry, you're pumped, you're upset. If you show those people can use it against you, but if you just stay at the same and hard to read, it's like poker. You just keep that blank stare at people like, oh, is this guy happy, sad, pissed? Even if he misses a serve, he's just goes to the next one, blank stare.
Listen, I want everyone to blow up Daniel's LinkedIn, send him a message with the name SBD, silent but deadly. That's
oh, good.
That is oh, wait.
Before we end this podcast, Jay got a raving review from Amy Porterfield that said he has the best hair on the internet. Thanks, so Daniel. Please, if you go to his DM and say, your hair is amazing, where'd you get your haircut? Looks great. do that to him. You'll love it.
All right. We covered a lot on this one. All right. Go follow Marketing Millennials and do this, not that podcast. You all are awesome. And go use the bathroom. See you at the next one. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.